going on this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I guess for us, that's a collective word, Jennifer Horn.
Yes, Doug Steffen.
You and me and others who are around the country by the tens of thousands, if not the hundreds of thousands, listening to this program to get an idea about what's going on. The summer season officially kicks off this weekend. It is Memorial Day. What's the first thing you're going to do to celebrate, Jennifer? Open a bottle of wine or... Oh, no, you're getting on a plane.
Pack my suitcase and hop a plane.
That's what you're going to do.
I'm out of here.
Right. There are a lot of people who go to the beach for the first time this weekend, open up their pools, have cookouts on the grill, that sort of thing.
So I think that's the best. It's just that one, that first day where you get out, maybe do a hamburger or a turkey burger and jump in your pool. Oh, so good.
Yeah, it
Not
is.
That I have a pool, but, you know.
Well, I have one.
If I did, I'd jump in it.
You can jump in mine. How's that? Mine's green, I think, still. It's still, or blue. Is yeah,
adds a sense of adventure.
It's like drinking pear juice after the refrigerator for 3-4 months. 800-510-8255. Now, this is a poll of your thoughts. As we mentioned, some of the things that are going on, help yourself to 800-510-TALK. You can email me, that's Doug, at DougSteffen.com, or Jennifer, with two N's and one F, at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Twitter, it's at GoodDayShow, and on Facebook.com/GoodDay. Although, listening to some of the stories about Facebook, you'd think next week they'll be out of business.
I know, it's so dumb.
It really is. So all right. Things didn't work out.
Did anybody, I mean, when you heard the price of $38, did anybody really not expect it to dump down after its IPO? Come on.
Well, it just, what we have gotten here is we're so used to being told what to think by the news media. And the business or so-called money news media, they have their own, a couple of actually, their own cable channels. Certainly CNBC and the Fox Business Channel are aimed at digging around in the same way all the others in the 24-hour news cycle dig around.
Right.
And when you dig around and all that stuff, you got to find things. And it does seem odd that those reports that were negative didn't show up. The thing that I'm wondering about, is Zuckerberg just that naive? He's still a kid. He's 29 years old. Mm-hmm. Does he not have advisors around him that suggest, hey, pal, you better do it this way because this is what's legal?
Right.
I mean, under the circumstances, that would seem to make some sense, but what the heck?
Yeah, you would think he'd have a guy.
Right.
Don't somebody. You have a guy for that?
Right, yeah. All right, so Apple has announced that the chief executive officer now, a new guy named Tim Cook, will not be earning dividend income in the 1 million shares in which he's entitled. He's got $75 million in dividend income. In essence, that'll cost him $75 million. But these guys who are up in the stratosphere as far as money is concerned, do you think it's that kind of stuff between Zuckerberg and the people at Apple and some of these other big corporations? Are they the ones that turn people away from the realities of their own lives? They make $45,000, $50,000, $55,000, $60,000 a year, $65,000 a year, and see the numbers, and they get resentful. Why couldn't this happen to me? Well, it doesn't happen to you unless you've got an idea, or unless you're a good manager, or in some way, shape, or form, like Zuckerberg, whether he stole the idea from the twins, or whatever, he's the one who's developed it. So does he deserve the credit? Do the people at Apple who've come up with the ideas, who've marketed, who've had... Look at all the good that it's done. I think that's the other way to twist this around, Jennifer. A lot of people just have this resentment. They are just so angry about where they are in life. And I think you create your own goodwill. You create your own opportunities. You create for yourself. You all have the same ability to start from nothing. I don't know that much... I'm trying to remember back that movie, Social Media, was about Zuckerberg's life. It started when he was in, I mean, the story starts when he's in Harvard, so I don't know much about his early years. Do you?
I don't either, and I never even saw the movie. I still have to do that.
Really?
So I feel like I don't know as much about him as even you do, Dougie. Isn't that cool?
Well,
you beat me in the trivia game.
What some people think is that just because they are rich now, they come from money. That's true with some people who do come from money. There are some people who have, you know, they just have that the family thing, the Kennedys,
right,
the Rockefellers. Yeah, mm-hmm. All that. There's money always, and they didn't really do anything to make it, which is true.
But they make more.
Well, they don't do
fair.
It. But they don't do it necessarily. The Kennedys don't do anything to make more money. They just get 7 cents on every bottle of liquor that's imported into the United States. And that's what was a deal set up.
The luck.
Yeah, well, okay. Is that what it is? So is the fact they're involved in public service, many of the members of the family are involved in public service, going the Joe Kennedy oil thing in New England, those who run for political office, the Kennedys who have served that way. Is that their way of being productive?
Mm-hmm.
800-510-8255. I'm not sure a lot of people think all of that through. So I ask you to think about that. If you're resentful or you're jealous or you're one of these people who thinks, yeah, those rich people, they need to pay more in taxes. Do you realize how divisive that is as a political focus?
I can't stand that. Or the other thing I can't stand is attack Mitt Romney for his views on things,
yeah.
But don't attack him for being a rich guy. Because, you know, to me, being a success is somebody that we should look up to and try to take some tips
something.
From.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Instead of breaking him down. But you see, people who want to control the world oftentimes, or control the country, or just control whatever it is they want to control, they take away incentives or make it look bad if you get ahead. I mean, think about unions and what goes on. The union mentality is to keep you from achieving, to keep you from going
right, to keep you the same
further than
else.
Somebody else, because that looks makes the others look bad. That's all the union movement does.
It's like giving a trophy to everybody on the Little League team.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Speaking of that, the latest polls and food for thought about them coming up in a moment. It's 14 minutes past the hour. You listen to What's Going On in the World Today through the eyes and ears and mind of Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here on Good Day.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Installment selections only valid May 24th through May 28th.
800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen going through the issues of the day. The things that, if you want to have conversations with people during the day, you may want to know more about, or some things you never, in the last 24 to 48 hours, those things have never crossed your mind. You don't have these in your attention focus. And that sort of includes, I think, Jennifer, a discussion of the two presidential candidates. Mitt Romney, by the way, admitted, I think yesterday, that he can't forget the comment that haunts him about firing people, being able to fire people. What he liked about his job was being able to fire people.
Mm-hmm.
He says the remark has stuck with him and haunted him. I don't
you learn really fast that we live in a soundbite society.
Right.
You can't say stuff like that.
Right.
It sticks with you.
Yeah, sure does. The latest poll information shows that President Obama has a slight edge over Mitt Romney in three of the crucial states, including Florida. So I started digging around a little bit earlier today in all of this and started, as I remembered who voted, to think about why polls go in the direction that they go.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is how these polls are taken. People get called on the phone. Who are you voting for? So if you call older people, they have landlines. If you use landline phone numbers to make your poll question or to take the poll, then you're going to have one skew. If you're using cell phone numbers, and I don't know how you get a hold of lists of people's cell phones. They aren't really published. So do you just make random calls?
I don't think you're really supposed to do those calls on people's cell phones. I think there's some kind of protection thing.
Oh, is there? I didn't know that.
I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Anybody in Florida, anybody in Ohio, anybody in Virginia, those are the three states, been called on your cell phone by a polling operator? 800-510-8255. So my point is how the poll is taken, the age of the people and their landlines or cell phones, affects the outcome of the poll. Older voters are more likely to vote. Therefore, the landline calls may be more relevant than the cell phone calls. The cell phone calls to people who are younger, they might express their preference, but do they vote? 68 or 9%, 64, 74, something like that percent of people over the age of 50 vote. So maybe that's something to think about. Meanwhile, the ladies on The View yesterday had Joe Scarborough
on. I watched a little.
And they talked about why he's not really too excited about Mitt Romney.
What exactly do you get excited about? I'm a conservative.
Right.
So am I supposed to be excited about Mitt Romney's position on economic issues when basically he was the architect of Obamacare? Am I supposed to be excited about social issues? You pick the social issue, I will find three different positions Mitt Romney's taken.
So maybe you should run him. Maybe we need a third party.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And what will that do?
I don't know. That'll
re-elect Barack Obama. I don't think I want to do that.
Well, you would prefer Romney then. At the end of the day, with a gun to your head, you'd prefer Romney, even though you don't like any of his positions.
Well, I can pick a position of Romney's that I like. The question is that going to be his position next week?
Oh. Well, that's the thing with the flip-flopping.
Who would you want? Right? Name your candidate.
Well, I've said it before and got booed. Jeb Bush.
Uh-huh. That would be a good place to start. I mean, that's a tough name to have right now.
What's that?
Rubio?
He's not ready yet.
Now, did you like any of the Republican candidates more than Romney?
You know, I liked John Huntsman. His biggest problem was the first couple of weeks he was in the campaign, he tried to convince people that he didn't like his own party. That's good if you're running as an independent, but if you're running as a Republican, you probably shouldn't take him.
All right. Get out of the way, you obnoxious Republicans. All right, there we are. Enough of that. Later on, Britney Spears back in the spotlight, not necessarily in a good way, on the Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Here's the story of a Miami man facing abuse charges after he filmed his senile 85-year-old grandmother wearing a ski mask and holding a gun for a gangsta and thug street DVD series. In other words, he brings his 85-year-old senile, demented grandmother and puts a mask on her and holds a gun. She holds a gun up.
Come on, you guys think that's mildly amusing, right?
So, Granny, woke up to the sound of the siren. All last night, I heard gunshots fired. Boom, boom, boom.
It's a great day. The seventh good day.
Facebook, that's the big story this week.
Yeah.
You know, stock, you know, IPO, not doing so great. Yeah, but Facebook making a lot of investors rich. Yeah. It was reported, I don't know if you heard this, that U2 singer Bono may have made over $1 billion from Facebook going public. Did you know that? Bono. Yeah, a spokesman for U2 said the band is still going to tour, but only because the drummer invested heavily in MySpace.
According to the LA Times, Mitt Romney trying very, very hard to win over Hispanic voters. He's even adopted a Spanish nickname, Señor Mucho De Niro. Señor Mucho De Niro. No, and I love this. Donald Trump says he would be Mitt Romney's perfect choice as a running mate. Hey, come on, they do have one thing in common. They're both famous saying you're fired a lot. They both tell people that.
Here in Los Angeles, the city council just passed a ban on all plastic bags at the supermarket. Supermarkets will no longer provide plastic bags for you to carry your stuff out. So, which I guess means we will, I don't know, our dogs will poop directly into our purses, or I don't know. Stores will have 6 months to stop using the plastic bags. They'll be allowed to give out paper bags for free for 6 months after that, and then they'll be required to charge 10 cents per paper bag. And if you don't want to pay that, you'll just have to sit in the front of the store and eat all your groceries before you leave. By the way, in case you're wondering, this is why your wife has been stuffing all those plastic bags under the kitchen sink for all of you.
Speaking of TV, did you guys see this last night, American Idol? It was won by 21-year-old Philip Phillips. When asked if he was excited, he was like, definitely, definitely.
That's so stupid.
Stephen Stephan here on the Good Day program, 26 after the hour with, let's see, how could we...
Jennifer. Yeah.
Is here on the program with the latest from Britney Spears in her weird world of reality, or lack thereof.
See, this is what makes me nervous, because I'm all for the fact that she's revamping her career and she's doing the X Factor, but I'm just afraid she's not completely, like, you know, no one's 100% not weird,
grounded.
But I'm afraid she's not, like, to 80% yet. It was only her first day as judge. Yesterday they were doing the audition process. Yesterday was the first day, and all the photographers were out, and she looked beautiful in this pink dress. I mean, really, she's like in stellar shape.
Right.
And she goes walking in, sits down, listens to a few auditions. Then one of the contestants sings Hold It Against Me, which is one of her songs, and absolutely butchered it. Apparently, she was so upset by that, she gets up in front of the judges that are left, takes off for at least, you know, a good little chunk of time. When she came back, she said, oh, I wasn't really upset. I just took a short break.
Really?
So they actually had.
Nobody explained the rules to her yet?
I guess she missed four contestants sing while she was on her short break, and they just had an empty chair there. So I'm sure we're going to see that during the auditions on the show.
Really? All right, let's see. Next up on the hit parade here, Bill Clinton's picture with the two ladies of questionable...
Ladies of the night.
...origin. And he wanted... Apparently, yesterday we were talking about this. You found out that he asked to meet these women, right?
Yeah, yesterday TMZ was reporting, they were showing this picture of him with these two porn stars that they were together. I think, were they in France? Is that where they were
somewhere? I think so, yeah. I think they're at the some movie stuff somewhere.
Exactly. And so now this morning, TMZ is saying that Bill Clinton asked to meet the ladies.
Ah, cool. Nice job. I want to see a picture. Let's put it up on Facebook, our Facebook connection, which is facebook.com/good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, daredevils and would-be thrill seekers, have I got news for you. Ever heard of something called a ledge walk? In Canada, the edge walk takes you to the very edge of the CN Tower. That's right, you're harnessed in, and basically you hang off the edge of the structure, hands-free. It's more than 1,000 feet high, and the platform is only 4 feet wide. Translation? It's, terrifying. Australia has something similar on the Gold Coast. The Sky Point Climb is the tallest outdoor building walk, nearly 900 feet high. Then there's the Skywalk in Auckland, New Zealand. It's only about 600 feet off the ground. But what the crazy people do is they don't just walk around the top of the building, they jump off it, fully harnessed, of course. And if you're a real adrenaline junkie, there's an experience in the Philippines that you gotta try out. It's a roller coaster on the edge of the 38th floor of the Crown Regency Hotel. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Lincoln Financial presents the Chief Life Officer Business Update. The Debbie Carter Corporation has launched a new project management initiative.
I'm hosting a potluck, and I need to remind Alice to bring summer sausage and Karen to make her German chocolate cake.
Mmm, chocolate. This Chief Life Officer Business Update, brought to you by Lincoln Financial, where your life is big business. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln Network.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program every day. Senator Horn and I together to go through a number of the items that are of interest and import. We have our ideas. You have your ideas. What's the most important thing to you?
Maybe that's a way
of overviewing some of the things that are a part of what people are thinking about or what they have on their mind, Jennifer. What do you have on your mind? I know what I have on my mind. Jennifer has some things on her mind that she thinks will be of interest to you. What about you? What do you think would be of interest to us? Does it have to do with Memorial Day? Taking time out to put politics aside to remember the men and women of the U.S. military, both past and present, who have made it possible for all of us to enjoy many of the freedoms that we have? So while you're out lounging by the pool or hitting the beach or barbecuing wherever you are, maybe you ought to listen to some of the programs that will be on over the weekend or on Monday. A lot of programs, the live shows of the radio talk hosts, the usual people, that gang, will not be around. There will be some pretty good programs, both on television and radio, and you can download all kinds of stuff. The various groups and organizations, the military, family, and veterans service organizations. Michael, what's the name of the operation that's connected to
American Veterans Center?
American Veterans Center. You might want to check that out as well. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the essence of our conversation has to do with, well, all the things. We try to spend a minute or so on each of the items, not a lot of time, but with the opportunity for you to share your thoughts as well at 800-510-8255 or email to Doug or Jen at DougSteffen.com, following us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter at Good Day. I made a comment about polls in general and who responds to polls. If you're older, you're using a landline, and those are often used by the pollsters, and older people are more likely to vote. So does that mean that those polls have more value than the pollster who would reach out to people on a cell phone? And how does that all happen? Mike is in Nags Head, North Carolina. You were polled on your cell, Mike?
Well, let me clarify. I don't know that I participated in any of them, but I do get calls on my cell phone probably a couple of times a week in the last month.
Really?
Different polling folks on my cell phone, and I would not be classified as younger.
But in this, are you being, do you think it's a robocall, or do you think it's an actual human being who says, please, Mike, we'd like you to tell us what you think about X, Y, or Z?
Oh, no, 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 robocalls. All of them have been robocalls.
Yeah, so it's not as specific. And honestly, I've never been called by anybody. Landline, the cell phone, have you, Jennifer?
No, not at all. And, Mike, do you have, is your cell phone your only phone number, or do you have a home line as well?
I have a landline as well.
So how do you guys,
I haven't gotten any on my landline, which is odd.
Just on your cell. Hmm.
Yeah. And I wonder how there's no directory for cell phone calls or for cell phone numbers, is there? How do people find out your cell phone if you don't give it to them? You can't go someplace and find. So I'm just figuring that they have a list or a bank, Mike, of phones that they know are cell phones, and they're just doing random calling out, random dialing to any number, and anybody who picks up, they'll ask you the question. They know from looking at the area code and the prefix, the first three letters of the phone number, where you are, basically, or at least where they think you are. I have a 310 cell phone number because I got it when I was here in California. And I certainly use that when I'm in Massachusetts, or I use it anywhere. So maybe that's why I don't get any calls in Massachusetts for polling, because they think, hey, that's 310 number, who cares? But I've never even gotten any 310 calls about my political preferences. So it's really, I think it's, you wonder about the accuracy of the polls. You know, the old cornball expression, the only poll that makes any difference is the one that happens on election day. Maybe this time. But see, the news media twists and turns these things around to make you think, ah! If the election were today, President Obama would win because he's ahead in Florida, Virginia, and Ohio. And last week at this time, the numbers were exactly the opposite in those same three states.
And, you know, then it throws people off from saying, well, my guy's not going to win anyway. I'm not going to go
vote. Why bother to vote?
But
right,
you know
exactly.
What absolutely kills me?
Thanks,
one
Mike,
of the
for
sources,
the call. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you,
yeah,
Mike.
Jen, go ahead.
One of the sources that I use to just prep and get stories for this show is AOL and the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
And I think probably every morning you might hear me grumbling, because every morning when you click on a story in one of their politics sections, they have the delegate count for the, or the electoral count for the presidency. So according to AOL and Huffington, Mitt Romney's never been in the lead. Barack Obama's always ahead by 100 votes, much.
Yeah.
And it just, it drives me nuts because, like, don't tell me already. I think because I'm already sensitive because I haven't even voted in a primary yet.
Right.
The fact that they've already decided another thing that I don't get input in, it really just, ooh. Drives me nuts every morning.
I think that's a, this is a non-political question because it's a non-political program.
Yeah, and it has, it has nothing to do with who's ahead in their poll.
But not being able to vote is un-American, and you can't really vote and have any say. The president preference polls in the primaries are taken care of long before they get to your state. So, and California is one of the biggest states in the country. Why shouldn't you, who live in California, have a say in who is the party's choice? You have none.
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
It's outrageous that more people are not in the Occupy movement or however you're deciding to protest. Man, that should be. But see, people don't understand the system. They don't understand. They don't take civics, not taught anymore, so you don't understand how government works. And part of government is elections. People are just plain ignorant about the process, and I think there is a conspiracy behind that, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. And they made it too hard. Just make it simple. One primary, one, you know, it's just, let's go back to basics. Yeah.
All right. 800-510-8255. Alec Baldwin is taking a trip with you to Europe. Apparently, he wants to get married.
That's why I'm really going to Ireland.
Going?
It's for the wedding of Alec Baldwin. He's eloping, you know.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Eloping is a smart idea, though. When you're, you know, he's had a couple of weddings already. Maybe she hasn't. But he reported from the Cannes Film Festival that he may elope while he's there. Mm. They've been telling people they'll be spending time in Europe. There's speculation that they're going to get married.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that nice?
Sharon Stone is being sued by a former nanny who claims everybody's got a problem. This is from the Everybody Has a Problem department. This woman is a Filipino, and she's suing Sharon Stone because she claims that Ms. Stone insulted her heritage.
Hmm.
She worked for Ms. Stone for 4 years, filed a harassment suit, because she claims Stone insulted her accent, her religion, and her culture. She called Filipinos stupid. And she said that she wasn't to speak in front of her children because she doesn't want them to talk like you do. What do Filipinos sound like?
I'm not playing this game. Sorry.
We'll have to find some other sucker then somewhere.
I know.
Anyway, 800-510-8255. 855. Do you see where Harvard University has apologized for including Ted Kaczynski in their 50th reunion alumni report?
What? Like right. Unabomber Ted Kaczynski?
The Harvard and Radcliffe class of 1962, 50th anniversary report, features an update on the graduates. This guy
where
graduated
are they now?
From Harvard.
Ted Kaczynski went on to become the Unabomber.
Currently locked up in a federal prison in Colorado. All right. So the bombing spree, actually, you know, it was a long time before he was caught. Looking back at that, it was like from 78 to 95.
And remember, they'd always have that terrible mugshot, which is someone in like a hooded sweatshirt.
Well, but they actually, I don't know why they apologized for this. More politically correct thinking, why this guy was a graduate. They listed his occupation as prisoner.
No.
And his awards as 8 life sentences.
Shut up. They put his awards as 8 life sentences.
The Harvard Alumni Association listed this guy, Ted Kaczynski, as a graduate in 1962. His occupation is prisoner, and his lifetime achievement awards are 8 life sentences issued by the United States District Court for the Eastern District of California.
Oh, wow. Do you think they did it as a joke? Because that's something that I would do. I'd write that as a joke to see if my editor was watching and then forget to take it out.
Yeah, did he fill it out himself?
I think he filled it out.
They just printed it. Like, Maroney's. This is Harvard, folks. Supposed to be the smartest people in the country. Maroney's.
I wonder if he filled it out with, like, magazine clippings instead of real handwriting.
Nice, Jennifer. I sit here and you do too. We marvel at the stupidity of people. No common sense. You don't think somebody who's editing this looks at it and where does it go?
We're no longer on the yearbook committee.
Yeah. But the other side of it is, if he's a legitimate graduate of Harvard, and he is, I mean, he legitimately got out of there in 1962, why would they regret publishing references to Kaczynski and his convictions? Why would it have caused any distress? The guy went to Harvard. He graduated. They got to take credit for having him there. So I don't get, what am I missing here? I'm not very politically correct anyway, but I don't see what the problem is here. What, you think now after this is that nobody's going to know that he went to Harvard? Maybe that was it. They didn't want anybody to remember that he went to Harvard, and now everybody's going to... You think by apologizing that's going to make the knowledge go away that this guy went to Harvard?
I don't think it's necessarily that he didn't go to school or something, but the fact that he put in his achievements as his prison sentences might be where the line of good taste was crossed.
Nah, I don't agree.
Guess he won't make the reunion this year.
No reunions. No reunions for him. 800-510-8255. The problems that people have in our country with blood triglycerides being too high. Do you understand what a triglyceride is or what they are? And your cholesterol. The National Cholesterol Education Program classifies the ranges for fasting triglycerides and fasting normal numbers for your cholesterol. So cholesterol and triglycerides are something you want to know about. You should talk to your doctor about them because they are, if they're out of whack, they are ticking time bombs. You have too much, you don't have enough physical activity. You have high triglycerides and cholesterol because that's how you get rid of them. You're probably too heavy. Eat too many carbs, too many fats, not enough of the good foods like fish. And you drink too much. More often than not, if you have high cholesterol and high triglycerides, that's your profile. So if that is your profile, and you'd like to do something about the problems of heart attacks, heart disease, cardiovascular problems, take a tip from the folks that have been importing Cardiol from Italy. It's a new all-natural approach that takes care of, and it really does take care of high cholesterol problems. Such a serious problem. You may have it, and you may not know how to deal with it. And so you're wondering, how do I, now I've seen the error of my ways, and I've changed, but I still have these high numbers. Here's a number for you to call. You ready? Write this number down. 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. and get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. It's a natural product from Italy that aims to do exactly what I've suggested. Lower your cholesterol numbers, lower your triglyceride numbers, and in 30 days you get a blood test and you'll see the difference. That's why they give you 30 days free. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. Go online for the free trial, cardiol.net/Doug. C-A-R.
What appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Wait a minute. What do you...
Grandpa!
Okay. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the essence of how people are put to death being discussed.
Ooh.
The last 24 hours. You remember propanol? Is that what it's...
Propofol.
Propofol.
Correct. Michael
That's
Jackson's favorite.
Michael Jackson has been, I guess he, I was going to say has been using, but that was...
Had been using.
Had been using, yes, would be the correct past tense.
It essentially anyway, puts you to sleep.
Right. And so this week, the Missouri Department of Corrections announced it was switching from its three-drug cocktail to the use of this one-drug propofol. Missouri then, Jennifer, will become the first state to use propofol as an execution drug. It's kinder and gentler. Why would we be concerned if somebody is convicted of murdering another human being, and that's usually why you get the death penalty. Is there any other way, other than treason, what are the ways to, well, why would you get executed?
It?
It's only murder, right?
Murder or maybe terrorism, something like that.
Yeah, terrorism,
that
treason.
That usually goes hand in hand, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, you know, in light of the discussion that we've had this week and the information that came out this week about how many people are convicted wrongly, you saw that, the study that was done by those two universities, I think the information came out on Monday or Tuesday this week, suggesting that there are hundreds of people who are on death row who are not guilty. And, in fact, they studied how many different, I think they came up with 800 or 900 cases sort of in the immediate past of people whose case had been completely thrown out because of DNA matching. And so you wonder, under the circumstances, why it is, and this is why people get turned off to the death penalty, because sometimes people get, well, I think it was 100,000 years of time served by people who were not guilty mm-hmm. of the crimes they were charged and convicted of.
Did you ever see that movie, The Life and Times of David Gale with Kevin Spacey?
I did not.
It's exactly what it's about really? Being on death row and dying and being innocent and proving it after, literally, right after he tried to get a stay and they wouldn't grant it. And within 5 minutes after he died, they found the proof.
So,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Now you know.
But under the circumstances, why are we so eager to put people to death? Especially when
you know, mixed emotions about this one. I've talked about
vengeance?
This before. Well,
yeah.
No, one of my best friends, her grandparents were killed by Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, who is a serial killer in Los Angeles. And she'll be there when he finally gets put to death. But someone like him, I don't see why we keep him around. When you have clear evidence that he did it, he's admitted to it, he's talked about it, why bother keeping him around?
Okay, if that's the way you feel about it, we've made laws so difficult to execute people.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of it is it costs us $45,000 a year just housing and feeding a criminal, because that's what the prison system, each cell costs about $45,000 a year to operate, if you will. And all the prisons are overcrowded anyway. It's really kind of a conundrum under the circumstances. All right, so we covered a lot of ground as usual in this hour of Good Day. Thank you for your attention. 51 past the hour. More to come.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now, with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
About 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday before Memorial Day program. We'll be here live on Memorial Day on the Good Day program. Look for your company. Thank you for sticking around to find out what's going on. Then you can converse intelligently about some of these things, hopefully. Although once in a while, Jennifer just doesn't add much. She just chuckles.
Just sits there.
Good thing I'm here.
Good day.
To straighten everybody out.
Jerk.
Thank you. So, as we talk about technology here in this part of the program, Facebook has been all over the news, the business talk radio programs, business television, cable shows, Business Week, all Forbes, you name the sources. They're all talking about Facebook and the lackluster IPO and then the lawsuits this week. But if you remember just a couple of weeks ago, Facebook spent $1 billion buying Instagram, which is a very popular photo sharing
Instagram.
Site, right? So is it worth the investment? We'll find out Shelley Palmer's thoughts on that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Oh my. Starting Memorial Day on history.
That feels me damn!
An epic three-night television event.
Come unarmed to ask you for my boy.
Divorced and my brother and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win it in.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood, let it be spilled.
Hatfields and McCords. The feud begins Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook has been all over the news with last week's lackluster IPO and this week's lawsuits. But if you remember, just a few weeks ago, Facebook spent $1 billion buying Instagram, a very popular photo sharing site. Well, yesterday, Facebook launched its own camera app called, wait for it, Facebook Camera, that can only be described as Instagram Lite. Except other than some fun filters, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with Instagram at all. Available only for Apple iDevices, the company says Facebook Camera makes Facebook photos more fun and accessible. The app lets you crop photos and add colorful filters, just like Instagram. And you can also upload multiple pictures at once. Most of the reviewers I know like Facebook Camera, and I do too. It's much faster than using the regular Facebook app, and I like the way Facebook Camera lets you share and display your pictures. What's next? You mean after Facebook redesigns your profile page again? Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelly Palmer.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Here's
Yum.
An app, Jennifer, that appeals to me. It's an app called Problem Halved. Problem Halved, H-A-L-V-E-D. Problem Halved is an app that will help you fix your problems. It allows people, the app allows you to share problems, exchange helpful tips, and provide suggestions on any troubles that you may be facing in your life. You can post a problem. You can help solve a problem. You can even spy on problems others are having. Problem Halved is what it's called. Allows you to see where people are posting from, lets you integrate your personal email. You can even post on Facebook and Twitter once you've found a solution.
Hmm.
All right. $2 is what the app costs for your iPhone. Problem Halved. Pretty interesting. My problem is we're out of time in this hour. 50-